but I don't know if you're ready or not.
Yeah, go ahead and try again.
W2T.
Rusty.
Did you hear me on HF?
I did, but it was like a 5-1. I mean, I could, if I didn't have pretty good ears, I would not have heard you.
All right. Well, my SWR says it's 2.4 right now because of the band I'm on. But it may be still maybe something to do with my coax that I've got, because it looks like I might have something that's bad and everything else, and I'm going to have to get my meter out and get it, get new batteries in it and start checking it out, checking out my coax, because if I got bad coax, it ain't going to do a whole lot of good.
Did you hear me okay calling you?
Yeah, I heard you. You were very low coming in, because I don't know what it is here and all, but it's just where my antenna is. And I moved my antenna about 7 feet from where it was before, because it was on the front edge of my shack, and I moved it to the back edge where it's got a little bit more clearance from trees and things, everything else. Power lines are all in the ground over here, so I don't know.
Okay, well, just for reference, I turned on the amp and I was putting out 1,040 watts, and the SWR was 1.01. So you should have also been hearing me good, is what I'm saying, Rusty.
Now at you on the HF again. Let's see what happens here. I've changed a couple of settings here.
Roger, N0TR, QS1.
N0TR, W2T.
I can try it on a different antenna, Rusty, and see if I can hear you better. That was a super loop. I'll put it on the big one here, on the Windham, and I can listen one more time for you if you want.
Okay, let's try it on that, and we'll see what happens. W2T, QSY.
Tom, KB4, CBA.
Hey, Dave. I was just listening for Rusty. He's having some problems here. We're checking out his HF while he's got a new shack and trying to get things hooked up. And I'm not hearing him.
But you have a fan. Yeah, I plugged it up yesterday or today. Probably the day before, and we were talking about that, so he's not wasting any time.
He's got a vertical in not a very good place, in an HOA, in a condo, and it's going to be tough. I know that. Go ahead, Rusty, if you're there. If not, pick it up, Dave.
I'm here, and what I'm working on is just this antenna that I put together yesterday. I haven't got my vertical up in the air yet. That's the next thing to be worked on. So I've got to start putting that sucker together sometime tomorrow, and see where I got to put my, where I'm gonna put my pipe mounted on, and then see about getting that up in the air. Dave said he'd come help when I was ready for it, and maybe I can get a couple more people to come over and help get it up, because that 24 feet of pipe like that being put up in the air, you need a little bit of help getting it up. So I'm going to work on that. Well, let me go back to see what I can do over here and redo some things on the radio and see what I can do about moving things around. And on, hello, Dave, I heard you in there too. Go ahead.
I'm in a real noisy spot here past Wade Hampton High School, headed westbound on Wade Hampton. But, well, at least you're headed in the right direction, Rusty.
And you know, Rusty, I'm just not able to help out on that. But Dave knows lots of people. but nice to hear you, Dave. And I'm surprised you're even getting in, but actually you didn't break up too much there.
Pretty good there, and sounded pretty good. Anyway, well, let me go. I've got to also see about ordering me a new cable for this mic I'm using on this Kenwood, and see if I can find one and see what I need. Anyway, we'll talk with you guys later. Have a good one. KB2, Dave, I still can't get your call back in my mind. I haven't talked to you in a while. I'll let you pick it up. W2T clear on your final.
Let's see, we got N0TR, we got W2T, a mobile, and I'm just having a blast driving down Wade Hampton. I'm at Wade Hampton and 291. Go ahead and pick it up there, Tom, and how are you feeling, by the way?
Hey, Dave, I got a badly deteriorated back, and whenever a front comes through, my mama used to say she'd feel it in her bones, and I'd laugh. I don't laugh no more, Dave, because I'm a grandpa now. Lucky to be here. Rusty, what are you using for 2 meters if you're still there?
Yeah, I've got a Kenwood TM-281 radio.
No, the antenna you're using, what are you using for an antenna? You was talking about getting one the other day.
Oh, well, I don't have, I'm still using the one that's inside the shack here that's made from Pepsi cans and a bar and whatever else. I haven't found me one yet. I got a, and all, and WOZ, I don't think he's building them anymore. He's having some issues, too, so I got to try to get hold of him. I don't have his phone number, so I'm going to find out and see what I can do here. Anyway, let me get back over here to where I'm working and see if I can get something done here. Talk to both of you later. W2T clear.
Okay, I'll look around, Rusty, in my used file and see what I can come up with. And I might have Waz's number. Not a problem. Okay, guys, I got to get back upstairs. The daughter and son-in-law are still here, and they went out and helped clean the chicken coop out with Bernice, which I couldn't do. And not only is it cold, and I can't, but my back said, no, Tom. Take care, guys. Glad to give you a hand there, Rusty. KB4CBA to take it, N0TR, clear with your final.
Hey, well, Rusty, if you're still listening there, keep working at it, and holler when you need some help. If I can possibly do that, I will. Well, Tom, it's nice of them to clean out the chicken coop for you, and, you know, take it easy and don't overdo it, you know. You know, my mind tells me, you know, things that I can do, and then my body says, you want to do what? So anyway, do you have a good evening, and I hope you had a good Christmas and all that, and we will talk to you later. 73s, N0TR, KB4CBA mobile.
Hope you did too, Dave. Yes, the granddaughter, they just took our car and zipped her back up to Charlotte to fly out to Columbus, Ohio, where she lives at. And they're going to fly back to Detroit tomorrow. And then it's back to pills and bills and doctor's appointments. But we've had a wonderful Christmas. And the other daughter and son-in-law and the grandsons, we all had two great big meals. And really had a nice Christmas. And, you know, I never dreamed in my life I'd ever have 77 Christmases. But I don't remember the first two or three, but I'm grateful to the good Lord for the last ones. Anyways, Dave, you take care. Pleasure's all mine. Nice to talk to you. This is N0TR Clear, QRT.
4CBA Mobile.